Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es peya perik dalet, Mishnah test. Misha lokat es ha peya. A person gathered peya, and he said, it's not for myself. Harezele ish ploini ani. It's for so-and-so who is an ani, who is a poor person. So let me explain something to you. I can acquire something for you on your behalf, even if you don't know about it. The rule is, zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. If it's something that's good and you won't have any problems with, you don't have to know about it. I say I'm acquiring it for you, and it's yours. What I can't do is, I can't acquire something for you when it's hurting others. I'll give you an example. I'm not telling you what the halach is, but for children, this is quite common. Can you grab a place on the bus for yourself? Of course, when you're sitting there, it's your place. Can you also say, okay, this empty place is for my friend? No, you can't sit here. I'm holding it for my friend. I'm not sure. Even though there's no kinyan, but can you acquire something for someone else when other people are being affected by it? Who says you have a right to do that? That's just a similar case. It's not mamish the same type of shiloh, but it's a similar shiloh. It's based on the same yisud. And you can take a place on the bus because you're entitled to a place and then say, okay, it's not for me, it's for my friend. My friend comes, I'm getting up and I'm giving it to my friend. That you can do. That's based on a rule. Migud iboy zochi lenav shei zochi nami lechavri. If you can take it for yourself, you can take it for your friend. You're not hurting anyone else. I could have taken the seat for myself and stay here. I decide to take it and hold it for my friend. Then I'm going to get up and give it to my friend. That's okay. What does all this have to do with our Mishnah? We're talking about a person who's wealthy. Or Aklopanim, wealthy enough that he has no right to take peya. What he's doing is, he's on the field, and he's grabbing peya, and we're saying, you're not allowed to, you're not poor. He says, I'm not taking it for myself, I'm taking it for my friend, who's taka poor. Wait a second, but there are other poor people over here that want it. Do you have a right to take it for your friend when you're taking it away from the other poor people? That's the shaila. So once again, Zakt, Dehelega Mishnah, Masech, this Peya, Perig, Dalad, Mishnah, Tess, Misha, Lokar, as a Peya, if someone gathers Peya, V'amr, and says, Arei, Zeh, Le'ish, Pleini, Ani, this is for so-and-so, who is an Ani, I'm not entitled, but so-and-so, my friend, is poor, he's entitled, I'm taking it for him. Rabbi Eliezer, Oymer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Zachalai, fine, you have a right. That Ani you took it for, that poor person you took it for, he gets it. How does this work? We mentioned before the word migui. What does migui mean? Migui means since. So like the mashal I told you before, since I could take it for myself, I can take it and give it away to a friend. A lot of miguis in Shas. The question here is, can you do two miguis? See, what if a rich person comes and says, look, right now I'm not entitled to take payah, right? But in theory, if I was mafgir my nechasim, if I said my nechasim are hefka, I don't own them, I become poor, then I could take payah. So there is a way I could have taken this payah for myself. If I would have said, all my nechasim are hefker, I would be a poor person, I could take it. No, now let me go a step further. Once I could take it for myself, I could take it for my friend. Can you do this? Can you say two miguis? As a shemiz mach, you're going to get older, you'll learn the first perik of Mesnechlis Bava Metzia, you'll see all the lamdis over here, and the different ways of understanding this. We're just like explaining it on a very elementary level, like on Aleph base, but it's important to understand the Yisayt. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, it can work. This man can say, look, if I wanted, there's a way for me to figure out how I can get it for myself, and therefore, being that I could do that, I'm officially taking it for myself. Once I could take it for myself, then I could take it for someone else. The Chachamim say, wait a second. You're a rich man? You come onto the field and you're taking the payah for your friend who's an ani, it doesn't work. That ani doesn't get it. Rather, yitnena lo ani shanim sarisha. You can't hold on to this payah. You can't say, well, I'm waiting for my friend the ani to come. No. You have to give it over to the first poor person that comes along. The chachamim say, look, if you wanted, you could have been mafkir, your nechasim, say it's ownerless, and then you would be entitled to payah. Right now, you didn't do that. Right now, you're an usher. You have no right to take payah. So you can't take it for your friend. Now the Taisus Yom Tov says, if it happens that the first ani that comes along is taka the one that he took it for, you can give it to him. But you can't wait for him. You have to give it to the first ani that comes. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Now we go on to a different halacha. Whether someone who's not a yid is mechuyev to leave over for the poor people, leket, shikcha, or peya, from his tefuah. Zakt, the Heilige Mishnah Vaitra. Haleket v'hashikha v'hapeya shel nachri. Leket, shikha, and peya. That belongs to someone who's not a yid. Chaya b'maisres. Is mechuya b'maisres. In other words, the nachri has no obligation to set aside leket, shikha, peya. So it's regular tefuah. So even if this person who's not a yid, this farmer says, oh, I'm going to leave peya anyway. I'm going to leave the edge of my field. If I drop one or two stalks, I'm going to leave it on the floor. If I forget a bundle, I'll leave it for the poor people. That's very nice of you. You have schar, it's a mitzvah. But it's mechuyev in trumas hamaisres. Being that there's no chiyev of leket shikha peya, there's no reason that this could be eaten without trumas hamaisres. El im kein hifker. Unless you say beferish, I'm declaring it ownerless. I'm being mafgrit to anyone who wants it. If that's what the Nachri says, anyone can take it, whether he's poor or rich. Oh, then it's taka potter on meiser, like any hefker. That is potter on meisres. Now, does everybody hold that if someone is not a yid and things grow in his field, it's mechuyev and trumas meisres? No, not everyone holds that way. But Reb Meir does, and this is the sheet of Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, ein kinyan li ovid kichavim be'eretz Yisrael of kiyam and amaiser. Even if an ovid kichavim acquires a field in Eretz Yisrael, that does not take away the chiyav of trumas meisres. But that's not the halacha, says the Batanu. So, chazing over our Mishnah. This person is not entitled to peya. He comes to collect. He says, well, I'm collecting it for so-and-so, the ani. Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem. We apply two miguis. Since, really, he could be mafkri as nechasim, then he's entitled to take the peya. And then we say, once he can take it for himself, he can take it for someone else instead. So fine, you can do this. The chachamim say, no. If you're not entitled to peya, and you pick a peya and you say it's for your friend, you have to give it to the first ani that comes along. Then we learned, and this is the sheet of Reb Meir who holds, that even in Eved Kechavim in Eretz Yisrael, if he acquires land, it's Mechuyiv and Trumas Yimaisris. If he decides to leave Leket Shikha Peya, it's still Mechuyiv and Trumas Yimaisris. When a Yid leaves over Leket Shikha Peya, so the Torah tells us, if it's Leket or it's Shikha or it's Peya, there's no Chiyiv Maisris. But being that for the Eved Kechavim, there's no obligation of Leket Shikha Peya, there's no Torah Maisris unless he's Mafgarit. And to be Mafgarit means that he says it's hefker both for poor people and for rich people. Because we paskin, if someone is mafker something just for poor people and not for rich people, then it's not hefker, then you're not being mafkerit. If you're not mafkerit, then it's mechuyev in trumas meisres.